All right, now we find here that this man Saul is wounded. What happens? Verse 4, then said Saul unto his armor bearer, draw thy sword, and thrust me through therewith, lest these uncircumcised come and thrust me through and abuse me. But his armor bearer would not. Now when Saul saw that he was mortally wounded, he felt that the enemy would come and get him and taunt him. And I think they would have. And also, he did not want to be slain like this in battle. Saul was a very, as we've seen, a very proud, egotistical man. And this was something that just wasn't becoming to him at all. Now we're told his armor bearer would not. He was afraid to do this, to lay hand upon the king. Therefore, Saul took a sword and fell upon it. Now it would look as if Saul was a suicide. Was he a suicide now? Well, we'll find out. When his armor bearer saw that Saul was dead, he fell likewise upon his sword and died with him. So Saul died, and his three sons, and his armor bearer, and all his men that same day together. And when the men of Israel that were on the other side of the valley, and they that were on the other side Jordan, saw that the men of Israel fled, that Saul and his sons were dead, they forsook the cities and fled, and the Philistines came and dwelt in them. And it came to pass on the morrow, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that they found Saul and his three sons fallen in Mount Gilboa. They cut off his head, stripped off his armor, and sent into the land of the Philistines round about to publish it in the house of their idols and among the people. And you begin to see now, with this armor being sent around, of why Saul tried to get David to wear his armor out to fight Goliath. The whole point was that had David won with the armor of Saul, who would have taken credit for the battle? Well, we know. We know that Saul would have, because when his own son got a victory, and instead of giving his son credit for it, he blew the trumpet in the land and he took credit for it. Now will you notice? They put his armor in the house of Ashtaroth, and they fastened his body to the wall of Bethshan. And when the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead heard of that which the Philistines had done to Saul, all the valiant men arose and went all night, took the body of Saul and the bodies of his son from the walls of Bethshan, and came to Jabesh and burnt them there. They took their bones and buried them under a tree at Jabesh and fasted 7 days. Now, we come actually now to the end of 1 Samuel. And somebody says, well, there wasn't such a mystery about the death of Saul. You seem to think there was quite a mystery. Well, we're not actually through with this yet. In 2 Samuel, we'll pick it up. But now we have the death of Saul recorded here at the end of 1 Samuel. And we now can come to some sort of conclusions. First of all, Saul failed in ruling God's property. And the end here is self-destruction, as far as 1 Samuel is concerned. And God and his authority are rejected. And this is a dark day for the nation Israel. And isn't it interesting? We are going to find out that Saul spared the Amalekites, and Samuel rebuked him for it and said, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. God wants obedience, and this man's heart was never bowed to Almighty God. And now we're going to find out Saul was actually killed by the Amalekites. Now somebody says, but we've already had the record that the Philistines did it. An archer shot him, and he was mortally wounded. And he tried to get his armor bearer to kill him, and he would not. And he fell on his own sword. Isn't that the explanation? And this is a closed case, is it not, for the police department of Bethshan? I don't think so.